Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Mennonite School Vocal Music Director Elisa Candell about the IMS Touring Choir. IMS has a touring choir, and you guys are in the midst of your spring itinerary. So what can you tell me about the touring choir and what you've done so far and what you plan on doing soon?
So just a little background. The touring choir is made up of 15 members. There's about an equal number of guys and girls. And so we tour to local churches in the area. We make it all the way up to Iowa City and all the way down to Washington. And we have about 10 songs that we sing at each program. So we've gone to two churches so far, and we have another seven to go to. And then the beginning of April, we go to this choir festival, and it takes place in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. And we get together with, I'm not sure how many, but probably 8 to 10 other schools. And so there's about 200 to 500 students, and we sing together the same pieces that we've been practicing, and it's always really exciting for the students.
Yeah, just looking at your itinerary, you know, you go to Indiana, Ohio, and then to Pennsylvania. So that's quite the trip.
Yeah.
So the kids are all auditioned for this choir, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
So I guess they must be very excited to be traveling all that way.
Yeah, I think it's a highlight of the semester for choirs. Yeah, it's actually during the spring break here, but the students are really excited. They meet students that they actually end up at college with, other Mennonite schools and Mennonite colleges. And yeah, it's pretty exciting. The students prepare it takes a lot of time and effort to learn 10 songs. And so it's really fun having this big sound when all the students come together.
So why do you feel like doing a touring choir like this is good for not only the kids, but for the school?
Well, so since IMS is a private school and we really need lots of students to attend here so that we can keep running, it's nice for students to go out into the community and for people that are supporting the school to kind of see one outlet of the school and, yeah, just see what students are doing, especially fine arts. It's fun to, you know, share that with others. So it's just a good way to get our name out there.
People from the community can go to these concerts, correct? Is there yeah. any cost for it?
No. Everything is, all these church concerts are totally free. It's kind of like instead of having a sermon for a church, it's the touring choir. It's like worship through song, pretty much for all the churches. And so, it's just free for everyone. Anyone can come.
Well, is there anything else about the touring choir that you'd like to mention?
They also sing in different languages, which is fun for them. They're singing in English, Latin, German, and a little Gaelic song. So, yeah, they just have lots of different opportunities with the songs. It's not just all English, and it's not all sacred pieces. So it's fun songs as well as, you know, what you think of choral pieces as being. So, yeah.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Elisa Candell. You can find this program and a link to the full concert schedule at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.